Hello?
Hello, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, and just one second. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Here are the options. White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino,
Black.
Asian, Native American.
I'm Black,
okay.
And white. How about that? And I identify myself as Black ever since I was little, and they stared at me when I was with my white mother. Giving you more than you need to know.
Okay. All right, just for quality purposes, even though you already gave me your answer, I need to read all the questions, the options. It would be Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino.
I just told you.
So it will be... Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age?
57. I'll be 57.
Okay.
Or I'll be 58. I'm 57 now. I'll be 58. I don't know. 57.
Okay. Okay. I know it is still a long way off. I know it is still a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 election?
100% will vote. I will be, I will vote. 100%.
Okay, just let me, just for quality purposes, I need to finish the question and tell you the options.
Okay.
Yes, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote? So you said
definitely
vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More
important. It will be much... Right, so here are the options. Much more important, somewhat more important, somewhat less important, much less important, about the same. Your answer was much more important, right?
Yes.
And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because of Trump.
Excuse me? Could you please repeat that?
Because I don't want Trump to get in the office.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Here are the options. Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Of course, that's a hard one. I'm in the middle. So I understand why things are happening the way they are, but of course I'm not satisfied.
Okay. So what option among... Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very satisfied. Do you choose?
I'm not satisfied. I guess. Not
okay.
Satisfied. I'm not very not satisfied. I'm just not satisfied. Just that's it.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president? So is it strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
strongly approve. I approve.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead? Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Keeping up.
Right. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. So here are the list. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
A 10, very important.
Investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
A 10, most important.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Most important.
Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Most important.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, you say 10 most important.
Mm-hmm.
Was
the question to get some type of gun reform, basically?
Yeah, the question is, I'm going to read a list of different policies for issues and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important the voting is for you.
Use I understand. You don't have to repeat that. I understand that.
Right.
I was saying that the one that you talked about with guns, it's most important that we don't let guns get in the hands of other people that shouldn't have them.
Okay.
So that's most
yes.
important. You can move to the next question, please.
All right. Next one, making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Most important, 10. Number 10.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
What is that?
Sorry?
What? Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. So, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools?
10.
And strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
5.
Sorry, you said 5?
I did.
Okay, thanks. All right, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose 2. Here are the options. Combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Gosh, that's a whole lot, and I can only pick two?
Yes, you may choose two. You want me to repeat them?
That was a lot. Improving our education, whatever that one was. And then also, let's see. I know what you said. I'm just trying to think.
Okay.
Yeah, you can repeat them.
Okay, so combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable.
So that's one of them. Okay, so just so you know, write that one down and keep going, please.
Okay, and bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Tackling inflation and improving the economy. That's the number two.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
Right. So first one is Kamala Harris.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
75 is fine. 75.
Okay. Jill Stein?
What is that?
So it's Jill Stein.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the next one is Jill
Stein. No, what was that
Stein.
One? Jill Stein?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know that person.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
75.
Michelle Obama?
100.
J.D. Vance?
What's the last name again? Oh, J.D. Vance. I don't know him enough. I'm just going to say 30.
And
actually, that could probably be a 0, too.
Okay.
J.D. Vance could be a 0.
Okay. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I would say 60.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic mm-hmm. Party candidate for president. Next, mm-hmm. we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. So the first mm-hmm. one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she's a black woman.
I strongly agree.
I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
I strongly agree.
Okay.
I guess. I'm going to make sure. The strongly agree could be good or bad in these answers, right?
Yeah, the options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, uh-huh. somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So I agree that she can understand. Yes.
Okay.
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first I'm going to read you the options. Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better. So the first one is rising crime and violence.
Kamala, much better.
Tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala, much better.
Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that addresses it.
Kamala, much better.
Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you?
Kamala, much better.
Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses?
Kamala, much better.
Okay. All right, next. I am going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives. And these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
Mm-hmm. What was number 10?
10, a very convincing reason. 5, somewhat convincing.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. 10.
Now, next one. There are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have a gun to get them, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get the guns off our streets. Thank you. Now, sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? Much more important, somewhat more
important. Sorry. Repeat the question, though.
Yeah. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Okay. More.
Yeah,
I mean, more important. Number 10 or 100, whichever that one is.
Okay. I am going to
read you these questions a little shorter, though. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I am going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. So the first one is TikTok, yes, no.
Yeah.
Facebook, yes, no.
Yes.
YouTube, yes, no.
Yeah.
Twitter, yes, no.
No.
Instagram, yes, no.
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Here are the options. 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Master's.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate?
Married.
Divorced.
I'm married.
Do you have any children 18 years of
yes.
age or younger living in your household? Yes, no.
No. Well, I have children, and he's over 18, and he lives in my home. So he's 27 living in my home.
Okay, so it will be yes or no?
What was the, is it yeah. age what? What is the age that lives at home?
Yeah, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes. My grandson.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
employed.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
Okay. Who is this survey for, from, or who's doing it?
I am not tall. Yeah, I am not tall, so that I won't influence with your opinions.
Oh, but when you started the call, you said you were doing a survey for who?
Oh, it's National Opinion Survey.
Oh, National Opinion Survey. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.